USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're obviously at a very sensitive time.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying President Biden's previously scheduled Chicago trip on Wednesday has now been canceled or at least postponed. The president instead will stay back in Washington to lead talks over his legislative agenda, which has reached a critical point.
In these discussions, a pivotal time.
Democrats have been negotiating the massive reconciliation bill. At the same time, they're hoping to pass a bipartisan infrastructure package before this week is over. A Democratic senator adamantly opposed to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell getting another term. Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts blasting Powell on Tuesday, saying she has grave concern over his record. Powell's term as Fed chief expires early next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Murdered traveler Gabriel Petito's family asking her fiancé, who's still apparently on the run, Brian Laundrie, to surrender, and a noted bounty hunter reality TV star is echoing those calls. Dwayne Chapman telling Fox News he has personally been flooded with over 1,000 tips involving the homicide of Gabby Petito. He has a special tip line for the case. He told Fox News that he was able to track Laundrie's movements until about September 8th, but he found it quizzical that that's when he joined his parents at a DeSoto campsite in Florida.
One of my kids came home and said, "Dad, I just murdered my girlfriend," for me to say, "Well, let's go fishing and camp."
A lawyer for the Petito family does say the Laundrie family has been of no help since Gabby disappeared.
The Laundries did not help us find Gabby. They sure is not going to help us find Brian.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A man was put to death in Texas overnight for a double murder 3 decades ago. Rick Rhodes, executed in Huntsville by lethal injection. He was convicted of killing two brothers in 1991, and he's the third inmate to be executed in Texas this year. Vaccinated people may see mild to even moderate side effects from the COVID-19 booster shot, according to the CDC. It says a study finds the vaccinated can expect the same side effects with the booster that they may have received after getting the second COVID vaccine. Symptoms most commonly reported include arm pain, fatigue, and headaches. Consumer confidence hitting a 7-month low as the consumer confidence index has fallen nearly 6 points in September as analysts were expecting a slight rise over the August reading of 115.2. Now, if you don't know exactly how the scale works, that wasn't bad, but it's about which direction it's trending in. This latest edition of the survey notes consumers are appearing likely to cut back on spending for big ticket items in the next few months. And some legendary movie and TV props hitting the auction blocks as Prop Store is hosting one big massive auction that could bring in about $8 million. Freddy Krueger's razor glove from the 1987 film A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. Just one example of what's up for auction. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.